This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The story about the city of Tyre is fascinating. It was a mighty sea power. It was a center of trade, but it also took advantage of others by dealing unjustly. In the midst of their prosperity, they became proud. And pride always goes before a fall. You read about Ezekiel's prophecy of the downfall of Tyre in his book, chapters 26 and 28. The old city of Tyre was on the mainland. For greater protection against enemy attack, they built a new island city. From there, they plied their trade unafraid because they were also a navy power. Through Ezekiel, God predicted their demise, and God kept his word of judgment against Tyre. The vivid description of chapter 26 has been fulfilled in such meticulous detail that this prophecy is one of the strongest supports for the trustworthiness of our Bible. There are so many similarities to prosperous Western nations of our own day. They ply their trade with great skill, but to guarantee the bottom line, they're willing to deal unjustly. Then they stand and brag, proud as peacocks, over their success. Beware, what happened to Tyre could be just around the corner. That's true for nations, and it's also true for individuals. If you have been fortunate enough to live in a safe place and are enjoying success in your chosen vocation, take care that you give God thanks and the glory, and seek to share your good fortune with others. Beware of looking down on others, or worse yet, of taking advantage of others to maintain your prosperity. God is always watching, and He deals justly.